Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and I have a treat for you. It's a fiesta. That's right. I brought the pinata. I brought the president and the CEO at Pinata Digital Marketing. He's an incredible entrepreneur with an incredible solution that's going to change the way we market. Sylvester Raymond, welcome to the Playbook.
Thank you, David, for having me. This is awesome. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, man, we're glad to have you. I just got a couple little statements to make and see if it piques people's interest in the fiesta, the party that we're going to have today on the Playbook. I'm talking about, could you imagine if you opened up a window and there was no ads and no pop-ups, but yet everybody was still making money? Could you imagine a game, a website, an app where that was possible? Well, it is possible, and it takes great entrepreneurs and innovators like Sylvester Raymond to tell us how we have not only a window of opportunity, but a window to invest in no ads, in no pop-ups where everybody makes money. It's a world that I love to be in. Sylvester Raymond, welcome to the Playbook.
Hey, man, thank you so much, man. I am stoked to talk about what we do, how we do it, and you guys' insights to help me.
Well, thank you. You have this patent-pending ethical marketing platform that truly is going to change the way we engage in content. Why don't you tell me what the issue was, as I kind of presented it, but how you solved that big struggle that marketing and advertising agencies, companies, and content creators have all been puzzled and struggled by?
Yeah, like, so for so long, marketing has been, if you go to any marketing university class, they'll tell you how to attract. I mean, at the base, it's always how do you attract more people to see what you're doing? How do you seven touch them? How do you do all these different algorithms for how to do that? And what's happened is, the truth is that people have grown tired of it. And so people are paying to buy an ad blocker, you know, in the billions of dollars per year. People are paying not to see the ad. So that's one problem, is people feel disrespected. They're being targeted, retargeted. All of their data is being taken. Right now, I think you probably know about Australia just completely cut off any social media platform with children 16 years and older. They can't be on it because they're being child influenced and harmed. So all of that is going on. And on the other side, though, the question is, how do you monetize when you don't have ads? Because that's all we know. And so your SEO company will come to you and say, well, the reason, David, you're not getting more exposure, you need to spend more money so we can expose you more. And that becomes the problem, is that now we've created this situation where SEO people and marketing people make a lot of money, but the returns are diminishing for people that are brands. So on both sides, that's a problem. So that's where the idea came from, is like, how do I make all these people happy at the same time? I hope that answered your question.
It did, and it's a pretty big problem. And the technology positions Pinata at the forefront of ethical marketing, a true revolution for 2026. It is an alternative to manipulative ad models, but it sets new standards on how brands earn the attention and trust. We had talked about integrating it into existing marketplaces. One of the things we saw with Pinata is it would take so much time and money to build a marketplace sizable enough, but as a plug and play, there's existing markets that can really utilize this new standard to earn attention and trust and monetize the visitors they already have. What are some of the areas you feel that we can insert the Pinata and uphold a strict zero tolerance ethical framework, as well as rejecting the AI tools that put our children and our communities in a vulnerable position?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the cool thing about Pinata, and I think I probably need to explain a little bit of what it does or how it
actually. This is your show, baby. You take it where you need to go. Let's go.
Okay, I appreciate that. And so one of the things that Pinata does, there's a full ecosystem, and that ecosystem is respectful on all sides. So we don't do ads. We walk into, let's say, a Roblox or an EA or whoever company, and we allow them, we license them to use our particular system, which is patent pending. And what that system does is instead of an ad popping up when you're playing a game, when you're watching a streaming video, when you're on a streaming audio, when you're doing a sports betting game, a lottery, any of those things, you don't get the ad. But what we already know by looking back 6 months is how many people already spend money on enhancements. People already spend money to get skins. They get extra lives. They already spend that money without being coerced. And so this is kind of what we talked about when we met. And so why don't we just monetize natural human behavior without, without interrupting people? And so that became the idea behind Piñata. And so that's what we do. So instead of getting an ad, that person would then, that we already know is going to spend X number of dollars, they'll get a coupon. And that coupon will go into their Piñata wallet quietly. They continue to play the game. Now, the idea behind flow is when you don't interrupt people, they continue to play longer and spend more money, right? Naturally, without you telling them to. And that's the key behind Piñata. Then we move into the exchange. Person gets the coupon. They don't want that coupon. They want to do something else. They now take that coupon and they sell it in the exchange. David likes chicken. I'm vegan. David goes to the market, the Piñata marketplace. He now gets my coupon. I get credits. I can now take those credits and use them inside the game I was already playing, which puts it back into that currency back into that game. That's a key point to keep that currency inside the ecosystem. Or they can go to the Piñata marketplace and see something in the marketplace where there's vendors who can actually buy, they can buy whatever they want from a vendor they want. So again, I'm vegan. David buys my chicken coupon. I go in and see Slutty Vegan. I buy Slutty Vegan. Right. And so that's the basis of the ecosystem and how it works. And so our goal is to go into those platforms like EA, like Roblox, like whoever, and say, hey, here's an alternative. And why do they want the alternative? Well, when you get rid of ads, that's a huge amount of bandwidth that you can get rid of. Those things, the ads take up a huge amount of bandwidth and database space. Well, if you can get rid of them all together, why not? Right? Because you don't need them in the Piñata system because we're marketing behavior, not trying to attract people. So that's the basic concept behind what's going on. I hope I explained that the way the
Yeah, no,
way.
very well. And what's so interesting is if you understand the closed environment of the ecosystem, that it does not take away or diminish the advertising dollars. It gives them an alternative with a better return on their investment. So,
Absolutely.
you know, McDonald's, for example, that pays a fortune to be blocking and ad dispensing, they now have not only a better direct engagement with the people playing the game, but they don't disturb the game. And so they have a better or are seen in a better light. But then the wallet itself can then repurpose itself, amplify itself to the natural people like me that aren't vegan that would love a Happy Meal and would be very happy to have credits for a Happy Meal when I'm playing Roblox with my kids or Madden or any other game. And it also is interesting as TV or streaming content is available, and we started to see this on Amazon, obviously, when they're integrating purchasing at the time as well. And it gets annoying when you're watching to have those. And I was thinking as I was on Amazon watching the football game, and every commercial was like QR code this to buy this and this. I'm like, oh, here we go again. And then I was thinking, pinata, pinata, pinata. What if I just had my Amazon wallet, a pinata white labeled Amazon wallet? Which they already have the biggest marketplace in the world. You can imagine how many more advertisers would love to be in the Amazon wallet connected to the Amazon marketplace. And then it allows TikTok, Netflix, and everybody to follow suit that's trying to get into that game as well. Also, extending and amplifying into podcast, any content creator now can use the wallet and leverage a marketplace. And attract not only more people, but adhere to giving value to everyone because of the marketplace itself, which is another extended and amplified thing. Now, how difficult, if I'm Amazon or I'm Roblox or I'm EA, how difficult would it be to institute the Piñata white labeled wallet, for example? a pinata wallet into even this podcast? How hard is it to implement this into a game?
Great question. So what we're building currently is the SaaS model for that. And that's going to include an SDK, a software development kit, and an API that'll connect back to our system. So it won't be very difficult at all. In fact, we're building it to be sort of plug and play. You'll come to our website, you will become a licensee and say, I want to become a licensee. There'll be a contract information, blah, 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 blah. You'll fill that out. We'll contact you. We'll make sure you're who you say you are. And then make sure an ethical platform. That's another thing where our whole slogan is changing the world with ethical, unobtrusive digital marketing. We're the only company doing that. So once that's all vetted, once you're vetted as a licensee, what'll happen is that'll be an update to your server system for that particular game that you'll update. People then update the app and then they'll see a pinata wallet, right? It's unobtrusive.
Or white label powered by pinata wallet.
Or powered by pinata. It'll be like Amazon, yeah. Whatever. Powered by pinata. Yeah. And that's something that you guys said. I just want to mention this, that you guys said that really, 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 it makes sense to talk to mentors. It makes sense to talk to people who have done things that you haven't done, people who are in spaces you haven't been. And I want to tell you how much I appreciate it, because one of the things that you guys helped me understand is, you know, what if you were like the microchip inside every computer? What if you're the ethical marketing system inside every marketing platform, every game, every streaming system? Completely blew my mind, because I had not thought about it that way. And so that's the goal, is to be able to do that.
And your humility, obviously you were the superstar of GoFundYourself, the number one show on Cheddar. Unlike a lot of entrepreneurs that are there raising money under crowdfunding and selling product and elevating awareness, which is the purpose and intention of the show, it's interesting to see the demeanor of an entrepreneur. I invest in the right people. I don't invest in people. I invest in the right people. And one of the characteristics of a great entrepreneur is humility. Because one of the biggest mistakes I made as an entrepreneur that caused me to lose over $100 million was I lacked humility, which is why my favorite quote that's written all over my offices, my cars, anywhere I go, is you're either humble or you're about to be. And your humility was outstanding, that we presented, this is your life's work. And you know, the Titans, we're very opinionated. We are giving questions and suggestions, which is the basis of the show. And you were just so receptive to, like, wow. You know, instead of being defensive and trying to defend your business model, you were like, wow, I never thought I could be powered by pinata. And that just extended out to the marketplace that I never imagined, and just reduced the amount of time and money that it's going to take to do this when I become the chip inside the wallet, the chip inside with an ethical, sustainable, protecting our children. Talk about a value to me. So this opportunity, now there is an opportunity to invest. That's what GoFundYourself is about. That's 10 million viewers on GoFundYourself are looking for this opportunity. What is specifically the opportunity to invest in what I believe this extraordinary company vision and entrepreneur?
You mean where would they go to do it if they wanted to do
it? Yeah. And what's the investment opportunity? And where
the investment opportunity is on a SAFE. If people understand what a SAFE agreement is, it's basically future value creates equity. I can't really explain it right now. I don't have a lot of time, but it's a really good way to protect you and to protect the company based on future value, future equity created by the valuation of the company. WeFunder is a place that you can go. WeFunder.com/pinata. Real quick, it's a $10 million valuation.
$10 million valuation, and they can invest as little as what?
$100 up to $1 million.
Up to $1 million, and we can raise up to $5 million on a Reg CF, on a WeFunder campaign. We can fund that. But it's an opportunity that most people don't get, that is, unless you're an accredited investor. So now, because of the Job Act and because of GoFundYourself, we can support CEOs and founders and innovators like Sylvester Raymond by giving $100 or $1,000, because we believe in him, or believe in the idea, believe in the opportunity, and hold a very valuable lottery ticket with a huge return on investment that only accredited investors in the past were able to do. That's why we created the show, to highlight extraordinary entrepreneurs with extraordinary businesses and to fuel those businesses with a crowd, not just with the institutional money or an angel investor that are taking half or more of the company. We now are able to support it in a very positive manner. A safe note is called safe for a reason. And so please do your due diligence. All records are public and facilitated by WeFunder. Go to WeFunder/Pinata. Just to finish up,
Yes, sir.
when you have as an entrepreneur a big idea, which is, a scary thing because you still gotta, in order to eat an elephant, you gotta take small bites.
Yeah, true.
And so how do you manage your own expectations when you know you're onto something and you know this is going to be huge, but yet you know we got to take little bites at this time? How do you manage your own expectations? Because I think a lot of entrepreneurs, they end up quitting because they can't manage that expectation that things happen slowly, then all of a sudden.
You know, it's funny. You said something a while ago. I'm 60 years old now, and I have been humbled, trust me, many times. And it started with my mom making sure I understood things, right? In a certain way, if your mom's like my mom, she made sure you understood.
Yes,
Um,
sir.
but uh, but it started there, and I think that the way I've been able to manage this, because I've been on that other side in my early 20s. Oh, we can do everything. Everything's possible. Take over the world, blah, 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 blah. And so, you get hit by that. That reality monster comes and grabs you and says, no, not right now. Timing is a big issue. The idea for Pinata came about 11 years ago, the beginning of it, just the wallet part. And so, one of the things that I've learned is to move in flow. The universe is always constantly moving in flow. It always is. You talk about this. And so, you have to sort of take those steps. I think about running backs. When they run, they take a stutter step. They don't run forward all the time. They take a stutter step. And so sometimes you have to take a stutter step and move and bob and weave and get where you need to go. But the other thing is that don't allow the bar to be too high or too low. When you get wins, like getting on a show was a win, but don't let the bar get too high. If people, fall out, they can't follow direction, do what you want to do. You got to let them go. Don't let it get too low. Just understand what your purpose is. I think that once you understand what the purpose is, I'm not just building software. I'm creating an ecosystem that's moving along with the universe into unobtrusive digital marketing system that respect people and monetize at the same time.
Speaking my language, my frequency is my neighborhood. This is definitely an aligned mission to, for the sake of others, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Speaking from a 57-year-old mama's boy who told me that quote, "You're either humble or you're about to be." And she is so right, as always. Listen to your mama, take your time, but great things happen with time. Understanding the behaviors aligned with our mission. I am successful if I'm Sylvester Raymond. What am I doing to interfere with it? I think he got there here now. His mom would be proud, or is proud. President and CEO at the incredible Pinata Digital Marketing Inc. Please support him at WeFunder/Pinata. It's a great opportunity to get involved with a company that is going to do well and do good with its ethical platform for advertising and marketing. Remember, change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Please, everyone, support the incredible business and entrepreneur, Sylvester Raymond. Thank you for joining me. I'm David Meltzer. This is Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.